Moving now to the geopolitical arena, where tensions are flaring across multiple global theaters. Over on RT Geopolitics, users are intensely discussing a major strategic shift. The United States has pulled its last aircraft carrier out of Asia, as the administration shifts its primary focus toward Iran and the Western Hemisphere. Commentators express deep alarm over these developments, with one top-voted user writing that it is crazy to see worldwide geopolitics actively being winged without any plan or foresight. Another highly detailed discussion thread focused on the broader ramifications of moving the USS George Washington. Users debated whether the U.S. South Korea alliance should evolve from simple cost-sharing toward genuine capacity sharing, noting that South Korea possesses a massive defense industrial base and a growing blue water navy. However, a darkly humorous comment noted that on the Chinese internet, critics are calling him Trump the nation builder because virtually everything he does ends up improving China's strategic position in the world. In other Middle Eastern developments, Iran has reportedly handed the United States a stark ultimatum: meet their demands or face military action designed to break the naval blockade. Users on the subreddit expressed bewilderment at the rapidly shifting timeline, noting how quickly the situation escalated from early skepticism and mockery of the blockade announcement to active threats of military confrontation. Meanwhile, Russia has issued a direct warning to Great Britain, declaring that Britain will pay a higher price for supplying Ukraine with drones used in strikes deep within Russian territory. The Russian embassy in London formally accused the UK of acting as an accomplice to terrorist attacks and deliberately escalating the crisis while hypocritically claiming to strive for peace. Reddit commentators responded with characteristic skepticism, pointing out the profound hypocrisy of Moscow's threats given Russia's own extensive military actions, with one top commenter noting that if hypocrisy were a currency, Russia would have an economy. Others argued that the threats simply prove the British-supplied weapons are effective and urged further escalation. The subreddit also focused heavily on disturbing reports out of Syria, where Syrian army soldiers were filmed chanting explicit death threats against Jews in Damascus. Community members expressed zero surprise at the footage, arguing that the situation for non-Sunnis has grown profoundly worse. Lengthy analytical comments broke down how the Syrian army is expanding with foreign jihadist fighters and members of extremist factions filling security vacuums, while leadership attempts to project a moderate PR image to the West. Users warned that regional powers like Turkey and Saudi Arabia are actively building a broader Sunni coalition that could drastically alter the balance of power in the Levant, threaten regional stability, and ultimately clash with Israel. Rounding out the geopolitical coverage, users reacted with shock to reports that Donald Trump has threatened to bomb Oman if it gets in the way of ending the war with Iran. Submission statements and top comments pointed out that Oman, often referred to as the Switzerland of the Middle East, had been engaged in delicate negotiations with Iran regarding the management of the strategic Hormuz Strait. Commenters heavily criticized the threat, noting that Oman is universally liked in the region, and that punching the most popular kid in school would inevitably turn all of the Gulf states against the United States. Users lamented the apparent loss of traditional diplomacy, summarizing that the US used to employ diplomats who tried to contain war rather than actively threatening to spread it.